T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Yes, your Ortiz is in studio with us. Good morning,
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Thank you for hanging out. Right about now, catching up with you with stories of how you got cheated on, and we wanted you to expose those cheaters' tactics so we can learn from those experiences. Mm-hmm. And people that are listening right now won't get caught up in those tactics and fall for them, you know? 877-971-HITS is a number to call or text. We're going deep into the IE. Jennifer from Hammett, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Jennifer. Thank you so much for calling
in. Well, you're welcome.
Let us know, how is it that you got cheated on and what can we all learn from it?
My thing was, my ex, we would always do it missionary, lay me down, no excitement, nothing, whatever. And then all of a sudden, he came home one day and then flipped me over. Trying to go from behind with all these new tricks.
Get out of here.
Where'd you find this? Where'd you learn this? What are you doing? Don't touch me.
I mean, how long was it just missionary for?
Oh, my God. We were together for like 7 years.
Okay, so that's why.
Like, that was his move. Missionary, bam.
And then all of a sudden, he's just got like a new bag of tricks he's trying to whip out.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa,
hello. Okay, and I'm a big girl, and you're just flipping me over. Like, hello. All right. I mean, I'm excited. There's new experiences, but where are you learning this? Where'd you get this from?
I don't know, man, because this kind of sucks, because now if anybody wants to try something new with their significant other, immediately the significant other's like, you're cheating on me. Somebody else taught you this. When they could have just been at the doctor's office and they saw a Cosmopolitan magazine with 100 new ways to improve your bedroom game. Just saying.
You'll be standing in there, the magazine aisle at the checkout, and they'll be like, 9 new ways to please your woman. You're like, what are these?
Flip her over.
Well, you probably should say something like, excuse me, ma'am, sweet angel of mine, would you mind if I flipped you over? I will bow to you.
Jennifer, how did you confirm, though, that he literally learned this with somebody else?
Okay, so what he did was he called me up and he asked me if he could borrow his suit because he was getting a promotion for work. Mm-hmm. And then I went on Facebook and bam, he got married.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was cheating on me for a while. Like, he was having relations. And then, like I said, what, you're getting a promotion? He's like, yeah, I need my suit, blah, blah, blah. So then I go on Facebook, bam, the wedding pictures. And my kids weren't even invited. My kids didn't even know about it.
What?
So there's her in her dress. We got 3 kids together. I never wanted to get married. You don't want to take my last name? I'm not going to get married to you. You know what I mean? I don't want to change my name. You change your name. It's 2018.
Oh, my gosh. So now a guy can't flip his girl over or get a promotion.
That's right. No, you got to tell me how you flipping me, and if you want, that's stop play.
I just love your vibe.
Crushing
Thank you for
it.
Making our morning,
yes.
For real.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a great day.
So now if you're going to flip any or try anything new, you need to bring like references. This is where I got this idea from.
Let me see the magazine article that you read that out of, right?
Page 17, article 2-5.
You gotta present exhibits like you're in a court of law.
I would question that too. Like, where did you learn this from? And who taught you?
This can't be the only person that this has happened to, right? Like, is there anybody else out there? Are you listening right now? And this happened to you, what happened to Jennifer, where you found out your significant other was cheating on you because they tried new tricks in the bedroom. If this happened to you, we want to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487.
I mean, it happened to me when I was in my 20s. I was seeing this girl. We were long distance. I went to college at Laverne down here in Southern California. She stayed up in the Seattle area.
Uh-huh.
And we were both like, we're going to stay together. No cheating, all this stuff. And
when I got combos.
Yeah, when I got back for the summer, she had new tricks. And I was like, in the middle of it, I was like, whoa, what are you doing with your fingers? Why have you
killed me?
And I'm like, you know what? I was like, you know what? We're going to have a talk about this later.
Right.
Because I'm a big fan of what's happening right now.
I can't really concentrate.
I'm going to let it go for now.
Right. But later, you and I were having a little talk, Missy.
It's a big issue, right? You're like, well, hold on. I'm kind of liking it, but where did you get this idea from? All right, can't wait to hear from you. This probably happened to you. No, now we hear that happened to Brian.
We've all been there. I know I've been there too. So
really, Yessie?
I mean, yeah, I can't remember specifics, but I remember the feeling of that. I felt like, wow, I don't know what's happening right now, but we're definitely going to talk later. Uh-huh. But it's also that one that will stop in the middle and say, let's talk.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Okay, all right. So, I mean, can't wait to hear your stories.
Never been a worse time to have that talk. As a guy, you're like, oh, come on, no.
No.
Please. 877-971-HITS. Has this ever happened to you? What happened to Jennifer? You found out your significant other was cheating on you because of the new bag of tricks they rolled up with. Mm. Brayden from Koreatown, has this ever happened to you, bro?
Yeah, man, like, okay, so it happened to me. Mm-hmm. She started wandering, like our fingers started wandering in places that I never had fingers wander before, man.
That is shocking when that happens.
But yeah. How did you prove that she was cheating on you, bro?
The first thought to my mind was like, what is his name? Like, who is it?
Did you forget who you're with?
That's not my thing. Or it could have been, what was her name? I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Or not. Okay. Yeah, man.
He's like, wait, maybe it was.
He's going to go back, back.
Now he took it back. He's like, wait, should I call her?
She had already gotten over this situation, Yessie, and now you threw this in there. Nice.
Right.
Brayden, I appreciate you calling
Silver
in.
Silver lining, bro.
That's definitely shocking right there, bro. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
Later, bro.
He's calling her right now.
Yes, he opened my eyes to the possibilities. A whole new world.
Good times. Irma from Baldwin Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, interesting perspective on this. You're on the flip side, meaning that your man learned everything he knew from you and started using it on another girl.
Oh, no.
The nerve of this man to come back and tell me everything that we did together. He learned from me. He did after we broke up with his baby mama.
Why would someone be that cold and insulting?
Right? I was like, okay. When he told me, I was shocked. I didn't know how to answer him. So I was like, okay, well, good for you, I guess. So I was like, bye, boy. I was like, you're welcome. But that's it.
You know what? It's almost like in the breakup. You know when you split up, like if you guys live together or whatever, you have to like divide up the things that you accumulated as a couple.
Yeah.
I think when you break up, you can claim moves. Mm-hmm. You're like, you are not allowed to use that move. That is my move. That move stays here.
I think I've tried to have those conversations before, but it didn't really work out because then I learned some stuff too, and I took those to my,
So it was an exchange. It was like barter.
Right.
Or at least keep it to yourself. But this is how, I guess, stupid, in other words, to say this man was, that he even told her he learned out with me.
Oh, what? Then he's just dumb. Yeah,
he's just dumb.
He's
just
dumb.
Damn, he dumb.
Because that conversation goes so much worse with her. When he's like, hey, yeah, and my ex, she told me everything I know, and you love it. She'd be like, well, I hate it now.
Hey, dude, did it boost your ego?
I guess it did, because he was so proud of it. And it turns out he ended up being single anyways, because baby mama left him too.
Yep.
There you go.
His baby mama could never look at those moves without seeing your face.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you. And you got to feel good about yourself. You're such a giving person. You know, you're helping other people's lives and whatnot.
That's the holiday spirit.
Love you, girl. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Have a nice day, guys.
You too. Bye.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.